a serverless computing architecture for Martian aurora detection with the Emirates Mars mission. Welcome to Journal Club for November 28th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Dix. For those of you who observe and celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday, happy Thanksgiving. For those of you who don't, happy Thursday. One of this holiday's traditions that I like is that we're all encouraged to share what we're thankful for. So, please allow me to take a moment to express to all of you just how thankful I am to you for making it possible for me to do the kind of work that I love to do. So, thank you. One of the most interesting parts of this job is that I'm constantly being confronted with the depths of my own ignorance. It happens frequently. I'll get a hold of an article that makes me realize, wow, I thought I knew something about this topic. I actually have no idea. Today's paper is very much in that vein. This article made me realize that in certain areas, I have massive blinders, biases, and a US-centered worldview that I need to unlearn. If you would have come to me a couple of weeks ago and said, "Hey Malcolm, how many countries have sent a mission to Mars?" I would have confidently said, "One, the US." And if you would have said, "No, there's been more," I would have said, "Okay, then China? Maybe Russia?" But I'd still be wrong. In reality, 6 different space agencies have successfully sent missions to Mars. The first 5 are who you'd probably expect. The US and the USSR, now Russia, have been doing it for decades. The EU since the early 2000s, India since the 2010s, and more recently, China. But the last name on the list might come as a surprise. It certainly did for me. It was July of 2020. Take a second to remember what that moment felt like. We were under lockdown. We were watching Tiger King. There was a massive social justice reckoning happening in the US and spreading globally. It was in that bizarre moment that the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, launched an unmanned mission to Mars. And it worked. It flew through space for nearly 7 months, and then in February 2021, the HOPE probe, as it's known, entered Martian orbit and started studying the atmosphere and climate. During that same period, I binge-watched Game of Thrones and learned to deglaze a pan. So, you know, we both did stuff. It's now a few years later, and all that data that the HOPE probe has been collecting has made its way back to Earth, been organized, and made available online. And now, we're seeing interesting research come out from that data. And that's where this research comes in. In this paper, the authors develop a detection and analysis framework specifically geared at Martian aurora observation. An aurora is a natural light display in a planet's atmosphere caused by charged particles colliding with atmospheric gases and emitting light. If you've heard of the aurora borealis, aka the northern lights here on Earth, that's probably the most famous example. The author's system would allow users to identify auroras, classify their types, and analyze their properties. Let's see what they built and how they built it. At a high level, their system is a data-driven image analysis pipeline. Rather than manually examining each image, they use algorithms to isolate auroras, measure their intensity, and map their distribution across the Martian atmosphere. As a high-level overview, raw ultraviolet spectrometer data goes in. The pipeline focuses on regions with auroral activity. It applies pattern recognition to distinguish auroras from noise. It uses statistical analysis to characterize their occurrence and variability. And then those results come out. But why? Why do they even care enough about this to do all that? Is it just that auroras look cool? No. Unlike on Earth, where auroras are generally confined to the polar regions, Martian auroras can occur at various latitudes, depending on localized crustal magnetic fields. Observations of these auroras help researchers understand the dynamics between the Martian atmosphere, solar wind, and the planet's unique magnetosphere. So in other words, studying the auroras helps us understand a lot more about the Martian environment and how Mars works. But processing this data presents challenges. The sheer volume of high-resolution imagery combined with the need to identify subtle features requires computationally intensive methods. Traditionally, systems for image analysis often struggle with scalability, leading to bottlenecks in data processing and increased costs. The goal of this research was to create a system capable of automating aurora detection at higher throughput and volume. So, they didn't just build the analysis pipeline I described a minute ago. Their real focus was doing all of that at scale. This meant that the typical setup you usually see in these papers, a local machine or a laptop running a GPU, was not going to cut it. They needed to build this in the cloud, specifically on AWS. The authors ended up choosing a serverless architecture that uses Lambda for pre-processing, S3 for storage, and SageMaker for ML tasks. You can think of their system as a whole as a series of state machines or step functions, chains of individual steps in sequence, some being able to fan out, others reducing back in. Before sending anything into the pipeline, they needed to get some data. They started with the Emirates Mars Ultraviolet Spectrometer, EMUS dataset, but there wasn't a ton of it, so they supplemented it and combined it with synthetic datasets that were generated using the Python Imaging Library, PIL. The synthetic auroras include variations in size, shape, intensity, and spatial distribution, simulating real auroral phenomena observed on Mars. This approach ensured that the training dataset was both comprehensive and diverse, enabling the machine learning model to generalize across a wide range of auroral scenarios, including previously unobserved phenomena. The first actual step in the pipeline was the pre-processing of their combined dataset of real and synthetic images. They set up Lambda functions to resize images to 640 by 480, crop them to center them on the Martian sphere, and denoise them to remove irrelevant background artifacts. These kinds of operations standardize and clean the data, focusing on regions of interest while eliminating unnecessary visual noise. This step uses the OpenCV library to implement adaptive thresholding, edge detection, and binary masking. With the image dataset normalized, it was time to train a model. The training process was carried out on AWS SageMaker. YOLO v5 was chosen as the base, so the training they were doing was actually fine-tuning. You could also call it transfer learning. They used the collected dataset to refine the general capability of YOLO v5 into something more specifically able to identify and classify auroras. The model's hyperparameters were optimized to balance precision and recall, ensuring accurate detection of auroras while minimizing false positives. After training, the model was tested on additional real data to evaluate the performance of the system under different operational scenarios. Also, they set up a local version of their pipeline on-premise, the whole pipeline running on a local machine, and then made comparisons between the serverless architecture and the local setup across three key metrics: processing time, cost, and accuracy. Processing time. The serverless system demonstrated significant advantages, processing a dataset of 1,000 images in 42 seconds, compared to over 34,000 seconds, that's over 9 hours, on a single-threaded local machine. Cost. Lambda's pricing resulted in a computational cost of about 3 cents, with an additional 14 cents for SageMaker. The cost of the local alternative was the total cost of the actual machine, around $3,000. Accuracy. Detection accuracy for auroral features exceeded 95% for both systems, as the models were the same. Overall, the core strength of the serverless architecture was scalability. Lambda and SageMaker scaled dynamically based on data volume, enabling the system to handle spikes in incoming images without additional configuration. This capability is particularly advantageous for space missions, where data is often transmitted in large bursts during specific communication windows. This research highlights the potential of cloud-based serverless architectures for scientific analysis. The system's flexibility, cost efficiency, and scalability make it a valuable tool for addressing the challenges of modern data science. This work not only advances our understanding of Martian and atmospheric phenomena, but also showcases the power of innovative computing solutions in tackling complex scientific problems. If you'd like to review their architecture diagram, dive deeper on the space mission, or just look at some cool pictures of Martian auroras, I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.